In New York City, the number of people missing and now believed dead in the September 11th attacks has again dropped. The official list maintained by the New York Police Department at one point counted more than 6,300. This weekend, it is below 6,000. Some of the uncertainty comes from estimates provided by foreign countries. Those governments are also investigating thousands of reports of people believed to be among the missing. Barbara Mantel has more.
In the panic and confusion in the days after the attack, Chile was considering the possibility that more than 250 people were missing. Anxious families had swamped the phone lines of government offices. Now Chilean officials say that number is down to 3. Colombia's estimate of its missing has gone from 300 to 16. For Canada, the number has fallen from 100 to 28. These welcome revisions are being reported by many of the more than 50 countries whose citizens were caught in the attacks. Many say coming up with an accurate count has been extremely difficult. Tessa Jowell is Britain's Secretary of Culture, and at a press conference in New York on Thursday, Jowell explained the complex process.
There are at least 4 different sources of information about people who are missing. At the Port Authority, the New York Police Department, the Chief Medical Examiner's Office, and the Red Cross. Add to that the calls to the British Consulate General or Scotland Yard in London, around 25,000 of which all had to be followed up.
Britain has revised its estimate of those who may have been on the 4 hijacked planes or in the World Trade Center from more than 250 people to under 200. Still, it may turn out to be the hardest hit country after the United States. The German consulate in New York also received thousands of phone calls. Consul Werner Schmidt says they range from families calling about relatives who worked at the World Trade Center, to parents who had children traveling somewhere in the United States, to friends who hadn't spoken to someone living in New York in years. Schmidt says every inquiry had to be tracked down.
We went to hotels, we went to the hospitals, we physically tried to get in touch with them in New York.
And gradually, many relatives and friends began to call the consulate back with good news.
They got in touch with us and told us, I've heard from my family members, I've heard from my friends, and they are fine, and thank you very much.
Schmidt says Germany is now estimating that 40 of its citizens were lost at the World Trade Center. Many families of the missing are coming to New York City from overseas, bringing personal items from missing relatives for DNA analysis so remains can be identified, filling out paperwork so death certificates can be issued. Germany has reduced the amount of time relatives must wait for a death certificate of a missing person from 10 years down to 1. Britain has cut the waiting time from 7 years to just weeks. But all of this can be done from the home country. There's another reason families are coming to New York. It's to visit Ground Zero.
I think for a lot of them, it's where their loved ones are.
Hilary Salt is a grief counselor flown in by the British consulate to help families while they're in New York.
They haven't got the funeral to go to, and that's where they need to visit.
Sitting next to Salt at her Midtown hotel is Mary Ruby, a specially trained police officer also flown here by the British government. Ruby and other officers like her escort families anywhere they want to go, including the crash site.
For most of them, before they got there, maybe they had a little hope that their family member would be found or could well be still alive. Once they're there, that isn't the case. But that's a good process for some of them. They need to know. But each family is different. You know, for some of them, it is extremely traumatic.
Families continue to arrive from Britain, 50 have come so far, as well as from other countries, but the pace is slowing. So too is the process of revising the list of missing and presumed dead, as officials here and around the world come closer to a final number. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantel in New York.